A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
The game you coached him for the under-15 Belgium team was against Switzerland, is that right? And he played as a right-back in that game. He's obviously moved on to be a midfielder now, and he actually scored in the game as well. Belgium won 2-0. What was he always a right-back when he was younger? Was that the position he played? Did he always play there?
But I don't know where you got that information, but he didn't play as a right-back.
Okay.
He played as a right-centre-back. As a right-centre-back, so we played in a back four. And he was the right center back because at that time he played in Anderlecht already in the under 16 group, and he was playing alternating. He was playing in the back, in a back three, in a back four, but he was also playing in midfield on the number six position. But we had in that group of under 15 a lot of good midfielders, and in Switzerland I had an agreement with Anderlecht at that time that he would play the first game, because he had to go back to play youth league with under 17 as an under 15 player. So I had to fit him in the team somewhere. I made him captain, I think I remember. Mm-hmm. And I played him in the back because we at that time in under 15, and we still do it, we like to play out from the back, and he had incredible skills to play out from the back. For him, it was almost too easy in under 15. So that's why he played in the back. He did it in the club sometimes, but you already saw that he would grow to in a more higher position on the field. But at that age, when they are 14, 15, if you already focus on one position, you have to develop them a bit more in different ways so that they can learn and that they can use things like defensive, that they can develop defensive skills as a defender, that they can develop offensive skills, like, for example, as an offensive midfielder sometimes.
That's why I
played him in the back. I don't know if I responded to your question.
No, you did. You absolutely did.
And I had another interview this morning with another paper of Liverpool, and they also mentioned me that he scored in that game, but I can't remember the goal, but now I will look it up. I will look it up, and if I find the clip, I will send it to you as well.
Yeah, perfect. Good man. Yeah, it does say that he scored. It's Transfermarkt that I got the information from. They say he played as a right back in a 4-3-3, and you had like Mario Struikens in midfield and people like that. He played alongside De Key, Lantaki, people like that in the defence.
I'm sure he played in the central position. I think the right back at that time was maybe Moreno.
He's on here, but he's actually down as the centre back on here.
Okay.
Yeah. But listen, you were the manager, so you're.
I'll look it up. I don't quite remember. It's been a long time, so.
It's up to you, I guess, where he played. So, yeah, I believe you as opposed to this website, let's put it that way. Obviously, having worked with Romeo so young, you'll have had one eye on how he's progressed from there, obviously, through the Anderlecht Academy and then Manchester City and now potentially to Liverpool as well. Have you been pleased with his development? Have you been a bit proud of seeing him grow as a player? And have you always kind of expected that he would move on to bigger things?
Yeah, of course you're proud. Of course you're happy for him, because it's his career and he has the dream to become a top player. So yeah, he's I think he's on the right steps. Can you predict this? No, I don't think you can predict this. And has he chosen the most easy pathway? I don't think so as well, because the easy path would have been to stay at Anderlecht, to play in the first team when he was 16 years old, and made made this step like Lukaku did or like Kompany did. But he chose the hard path and he stepped in quite young, at a young age, to move to England, to move to City. And then it can go two ways, or you have a success or you fail. I think he did quite well, and that makes me proud. I think he's very impatient at sometimes. You see, he left City earlier as well. So yeah, I think he has something in his head and he wants to go for it. That's how he is. And he's doing quite well, I must say. So he chose the hard part, but he's getting where he has to be and where he wants to be. So
yeah,
all credits to him.
Yeah, absolutely. He certainly feels like he's driven. A couple of people have mentioned to me now he's in like a hurry. He knows where he wants to be and he's desperate to get there. And hopefully that is Liverpool. You mentioned there sort of how driven he is and how focused he is and how determined he is to be a success. And he knows, like I say, he knows what he wants to do in the game. Do you tip him from what you know of him and what you've seen of him as a youngster? Do you tip him to be a success and to sort of a move to Liverpool is a big move. And I know he's at Manchester City's academy, but the pressure at Liverpool and sort of what is expected of you in the Liverpool side is huge under Jurgen Klopp, of course. But from what you know of Romeo, do you back him to sort of take it in his stride and be a success?
Yeah, I think he will do everything to be successful there. So failing is not an option for him. So if he gets difficulties on his path, he will conquer them and he will try to prove everybody wrong. So if he gets the right support, because he's still a very young player, so if he gets the right support and if people are a bit patient with him, which is difficult in a club like Liverpool, but if it's all in the right picture, I think he will be very successful at the club or at any club he will go to.
Hello, everybody. I hope you enjoyed that little section of my conversation. I'm sure you'll agree it was fascinating to get some insight from one of Romeo Lavia's former coaches. Doesn't get much better than that, does it? If you want to watch the show in full, head to redmenplus.com, sign up as a captain or a legend, and you'll get that, plus all the other brilliant content that we do here at the Redmen TV.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.